Since 2003, hardcore video game fanatics have been lining up for the latest edition of the Call of Duty video game. This year is no different, with Call of Duty World War II hitting stores for your game console. What's behind the phenomenon of a video game series that has sold over 250 million copies in 14 years? Brett Molina, my fellow USA Today reporter and podcaster, joins me on today's edition of Talking Tech to explain.
Last year, they came out with Infinite Warfare, which is a super futuristic kind of military game, and it almost got to be too much. There was just too much going on. It got a little too over the top. And so I think it was smart this year for Activision to kind of pull back and go back to where it all started. They're going back to World War II. So a lot of the gear and a lot of the tools used in the battlefield are a lot different. I think it kind of, you know, makes it simpler and it kind of streamlines it. And I think that's what's going to make this really interesting. But it still feels like Call of Duty. I think the core of the franchise has been, it's just very chaotic. It's very, there's these heroic moments where players can kind of feel like a hero on the battlefield. But it just still feels like fast paced and just very frantic and very intense. And so I think that, you know, going back to its start is really a smart move.
Brett, people are going to be lined up to buy the new game. Where will they be?
The big store is probably GameStop, because that's kind of the big retailer for video games. You might see other people at places like Target and a Walmart. You know, it's funny because most of it is at GameStop. That's where they tend to do a lot of the midnight launches for the game. So that's where you tend to see the lines of people that really want it right away. It's clearly not Apple level in that you have, you know, players wrapping around a store and stuff like that. I mean, iPhone in terms of popularity is obviously a much more mainstream device, but and a mainstream tech product. But in terms of the video game world, I mean, you'll still see people waiting in line at midnight to pick up their copy and start playing as soon as they can.
Brett Molina, thanks for filling us in. You can check out Brett's work at usatoday.com. And of course, listen in every week to the Mothership podcast, of which Brett is the co-host. That's the All Things Nerdy podcast. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Big shout out to ZipRecruiter for sponsoring today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to fine online radio. And of course, stick with USA Today for the latest tech news.